Hey Rachel, to start things off, I replied to you on Twitter the way I did out of frustration due to the misinformation you have about me and how you were talking about me without ever contacting me directly prior. I'd imagine you'd feel the same frustration if someone had incorrect info on you, and probably do with how some people went after you in the past with false information. I truly don't want to engage in internet drama that operates off of gossip, but the amount of misinformation you have is staggering, so I will set the record straight. I'll begin by saying that the information you have about me, Tom, and Matt is 100% incorrect and can be objectively proven false. Unfortunately, it sounds like Tom has vented his opinions and frustrations with the conclusion of our gaming channel to people in his circle, but to say it was mistreatment is a far cry from the truth, and I have the pay stubs and messages to back that up. I paid for his move, I assisted with his rent, I paid for his salary, and I personally packed up the U-Haul and drove him back to Boston after we both mutually agreed to end our project. I offered to launch the collaboration at the time because Tom was on the verge of being homeless and living out of his car. You probably don't know that, but I have the messages to back that up clear as day. Also, Matt never moved, and I can have him testify personally to that fact. He's in call with me right now. He currently works for me as one of my team leads, so if you think he believes he's been mistreated, I think you'd be surprised. Again, your information is incorrect, so if you plan on holding it against me, you need to hit the brakes or you will be called out accordingly. I take incredible care of my workers and pay them a living wage, and I'm ready to fight to prove that with my CPA and all the receipts I have for tax purposes. As far as you and me, I'm dumbfounded. We hung out, and that was it. I'm not sure what you saw in hanging out with me, but we just went our separate ways. Also, I have no clue about hosting polygamous relationships with fangirls. Not sure where you got that from, but maybe the same source that incorrectly said I mistreated Tom and Matt? Again, I'm reaching out to them to wholeheartedly condemn that hearsay. All in all, I feel blindsided by your emails, Rachel. They reek of bad faith and incorrect information. How can you say that you come to me as an impartial individual? As far as Chris goes, I heard through secondhand sources, the ones you pursued via Henry and Tom, of this stupid joke. That Chris made amends with you, and that was the end of it, only for me to get accusatory emails months later. You never reached out to me officially, so how could I know anything besides what Chris told me? Again, you're operating off incorrect information and through secondhand accounts and people to build a bad faith case against me. I implore you to wait and hear things out from Tom and Matt. You have 100% objectively incorrect information that I can be disproven through receipts and corroborated accounts. Finally, I do have a lawyer and I will gladly bring him into our conversation to clear the air if needed. Now that it has come to this degree of misinformation on your end, I will do everything in my power to clear the record for the truth, and that includes imploring legal avenues if necessary. I hope this information helps and convinces you to reconsider your position. Steven. Hey, Rachel. To start off, I replied to you on Twitter the way I did out of frustration due to the misinformation you have about me and how you are talking about me without ever contacting me directly prior. I'd imagine you'd feel the same frustration if someone had incorrect info on you, and probably do with some how people went after you in the past with false information. I truly don't want to engage in internet drama that operates off of gossip, and the amount of misinformation you have is staggering, so I will set the record straight. I'll begin by saying that the information you have about me, Tom, and Matt is 100% incorrect and can be objectively proven false. Unfortunately, it sounds like Tom has vented his opinions and frustrations with the conclusion of our gaming channel to people in his circle, but to say it was mistreatment is a far cry from the truth, and I have the pay stubs and messages to back that up. I paid for his move. I assisted with his rent. I paid for his salary, and I personally packed up the U-Haul and drove him back to Boston after we both mutually agreed to end our project. I offered to launch the collaboration at the time because Tom was on the verge of being homeless and living out of his car. You probably didn't know that, but I had the messages to back that up clear as day. Also, Matt never moved, and I can have him testify to that fact. He's in call with me right now. He currently works for me as one of my team leads, so if you think he believes he's been mistreated, I think you'll be surprised. Again, your information is incorrect, so if you plan on holding it against me, you need to hit the brakes or you'll be called out accordingly. I take incredible care of my workers and pay them a living wage, and I'm ready to fight to prove that with my CPA and all of my receipts that I have for tax purposes. As far as you and me, I'm dumbfounded. We hung out and that was it. I'm not sure what you saw in hanging out with me, but we just went our separate ways. Also, I have no clue about hosting polygamous relationships with fangirls. Not sure where you got that from, but maybe the same source that incorrectly said I mistreated Tom and Matt? Again, I'm reaching out to them to wholeheartedly condemn that hearsay. All in all, I feel blindsided by your emails, Rachel. They reek of bad faith and incorrect information. How can you say that you come to me as an impartial individual? As far as Chris goes, I heard through the secondhand sources, the ones you pursued via Henry and Tom, of his stupid joke that Chris made amends with you, and that was the end of it, only for me to get accusatory emails months later. You never reached out to me officially, so how could I know anything beside what Chris told me? Again, you are operating off of incorrect information and through secondhand accounts and people to build bad faith case against me. I implore you to wait and hear things out from Tom and Matt. You have 100% objectively incorrect information that I can have. You have 100% objectively incorrect information that can. This is, he wrote this goofily, so I'm sorry. You have 100% objectively incorrect information that I can be disproven through receipts and corroborated accounts. Finally, I do have a lawyer, and I will gladly bring him onto our conversation to clear the air if needed. Now that it has come to this degree of misinformation on your end, I will do everything in my power to clear the record for the truth, and that includes imploring legal avenues if necessary. I hope this information helps and convinces you to reconsider your position. Steven. Hi, Rachel. To start things off, I replied to you on Twitter the way I did out of frustration due to the misinformation you have about me and how you were talking about me without ever contacting me directly prior. I'd imagine you'd feel the same frustration if someone had incorrect info about you, and you probably do with how some people went after you in the past with false information. I truly don't want to engage in internet drama that operates off of gossip, but the amount of misinformation you have is staggering, so I will set the record straight. I'll begin by saying that the information you have about me, Tom, and Matt is 100% incorrect and can be objectively proven false. Unfortunately, it sounds like Tom has vented his opinions and frustrations with the conclusion of our gaming channel to people in his circle, but to say it was mistreatment is a far cry from the truth, and I have the pay stubs and messages to back that up. I paid for his move. I assisted with his rent. I paid for his salary, and I personally packed up the U-Haul and drove him back to Boston after we both mutually agreed to end our project. I offered to launch the collaboration at the time because Tom was on the verge of being homeless and living out of his car. You probably didn't know that, but I have the messages to back that up clear as day. Also, Matt never moved and I can have him testify personally to that fact. He's in call with me right now. He currently works for me as one of my team leads, so if you think he believes he's been mistreated, I think you'll be surprised. Again, your information is incorrect, so if you plan on holding it against me, you need to hit the brakes on that or you will be called out accordingly. I take incredible care of my workers and pay them for a living wage, and I'm ready to fight to prove that with my CPA and all of my receipts that I have for tax purposes. As far as you and me, I'm dumbfounded. We hung out and that was it. I'm not sure what you saw in hanging out with me, but we just went our separate ways. Also, I have no clue about hosting polygamous relationships with fangirls. Not sure where you got that from, but maybe the same source that incorrectly said I mistreated Tom and Matt. Again, I'm reaching out to them wholeheartedly. Condemn that hearsay. All in all, I feel blindsided by your emails, Rachel. They reek of bad faith and incorrect information. How can you say that you come to me as an impartial individual? As far as Chris goes, I heard through the secondhand sources, the ones you pursued via Henry and Tom, of his stupid joke that Chris made amends with you, and that was the end of it, only for me to get accusatory emails months later. You never reached out to me officially, so how could I know anything besides what Chris told me? Again, you're operating off of incorrect information and through secondhand accounts and people to build bad faith case against me. I implore you to wait and hear things out from Tom and Matt. You have 100% objectively incorrect information that I can be disproven through receipts and corroborative accounts. Finally, I do have a lawyer, and I will gladly bring him into our conversation to clear the air if needed. Now that it has come to this degree of misinformation on your end, I will do everything in my power to clear the record for the truth, and that includes exploring legal avenues if necessary. I hope this information helps and convinces you to reconsider your position. Steven.